Hello and welcome to the Diz Dads Podcast Midweek Destinations and Diversions Show. It's the Dad Show, your hump day Diz Dads fix for Wednesday, January 21st, 2015. The Dad Show is brought to you by Kingdom Strollers. Kingdom Strollers is Orlando's premium stroller and crib rental vendor. Why pay more for a less comfortable, less versatile stroller in the theme parks? Make your reservation at kingdomstrollers.com. You'll pay less for the rental, and they'll deliver the stroller of your choice to your resort and pick it up from the resort at the end of your vacation for free. Kingdom Strollers, your first choice for Orlando stroller rentals, and an authorized Walt Disney World stroller vendor. Today's Dad Show is something just a little bit different. Because this past weekend, Diz Dads Jay Gilbert and Carl Finsel participated in the Lehigh Valley Polar Plunge to benefit the Special Olympics. I interviewed both Jay and Carl about halfway through their Super Plunge challenge. It was after midnight, and they had just finished their 13th Polar Plunge when we spoke. Now, Jay and Carl's efforts raised over $2,500 for Pennsylvania Special Olympics. And during the interview, you'll hear Carl talk about seeing a billboard about Polar Plunge a few years ago that motivated him to get involved. Now, what Carl forgot to mention in his frozen and sleep-deprived state was that he had already been working with special needs children, both personally and professionally, for several years before getting involved in fundraising for the Special Olympics. So the challenge of a polar plunge that benefited those same children was a natural fit for him, and it was Carl who got Jay involved. But that's enough of my rambling. Let's hear from our Diz Dad polar plungers, Jay and Carl.
This is kind of a unique situation. We've got two Diz Dads, Jay Gilbert and Carl Finsel, who have been participating in a, what do we call this? Is a polar plunge?
It's the super plunge.
It's
24 hours of polar plunges.
All right. So talk to us a little bit first about the reason you do this. You know, what's the purpose of, first of all, what are you doing? And then what's the purpose of doing it?
Well, what we're doing this year is we're in Easton, Pennsylvania at a hotel. Right off the Delaware River, doing a 24-hour polar plunge, or super plunge, as the Special Olympics calls it, to raise money and awareness for Special Olympics and their cause, you know, getting young children and even adults into the, you know, Special Olympics to help them with training and uniforms and things like that. To be a super plunger or a team of super plungers, you had to raise a minimum of $2,000.
Okay. And so you and Carl are a team, is that right?
Correct. We are the Diz Dads Freezing for a Reason.
All right. Excellent. So you're Freezing for a Reason. We're talking right now shortly after midnight Pennsylvania time.
Correct.
And so shortly after midnight means that at this point, you and Carl have each plunged, a dozen times into the freezing
13.
Cold water? 13.
We just finished number 13. We started at noon, and then it goes until 11 a.m. tomorrow will be the final one in the pool, and then at noon tomorrow we'll actually do our final one, which is number 25, and that'll be into the Delaware River with all the super plungers will be the first fleet, and then anyone that signed up and did a minimum of a $50 raise of funds gets to do the regular single plunge into the river as well.
Okay. So I know that Carl has done this now for several years in a row, but I believe this is your first year being a super plunger for Special Olympics. Am I right on that?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
We've followed Carl. My family and I actually followed Carl the last couple years and donated. As some people are aware, last year when Carl was in Disney with his daughter's band, he had some medical issues. We don't live that far apart normally. We play golf together with another Diz Dad, Kevin Conrad, over the summer, and we were talking about it, and got really involved with it, and I figured this would be the year that I can do my part to help out Carl, because we were, you know, he was unsure. He just came in and turned the air, the heat back up. So
well, that's probably a good thing.
So I decided that I was going to attempt it with him, and I figured since I've been doing, you know, asking for the $25 donations, I figure I better do at least one plunge for every dollar I'm asking for. So I'm going to give it my college try to keep up with him, because he's putting me to shame for a little while. It was getting hairy about 9 o'clock, and then second gear kicked in. So hopefully by 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. I'll still be able to keep up with the old guy.
Okay. So it looked to me like the Diz Dads have really stepped up, because, you know, I guess you had a close call leading up to the event about, you know, whether you were going to make your goal or not. But sounds like guys really stepped up, and you managed to make your goal with time to spare.
We did. We were a little nervous. Both of us were talking about it a little bit beforehand, how we didn't know if we were going to make it. And last week, Carl posted on his Facebook that we were going to be short, and Sean McCumber came through in the clutch. He came through and actually offered to do the 2,000 that we needed to be able to be super plungers as a team. And then in the last few days, even earlier today, with a surprise appearance from Zerf, came to visit us and brought us a donation of $100 to add.
Very nice.
To our fund, and you know, all the Diz Dads that did participate. See if I can remember them all. The Diz Dads as a group, the podcast. Tim Beloyne, CJ Fragiola, Travis Heaton, Joe Masters, Tim, Steve Wiley, and you and yourself all came through and helped us out. And we're actually right now, we figured it out. We are $15 short of our $3,000. Oh, Steve Wiley just put us over the top, Aaron told me. Or Carl.
Oh, excellent.
So we are officially over $3,000 as a team. The website might not reflect it. So if people wanted to, you know, keep pledging, they're more than welcome. But we hit our mark, but we want to go higher. We want to try to be the highest team. So I think right now we're in the lead.
Okay. Well, that's terrific.
Fell out the window. A little delirious. Like, we're a little delirious after 13, and we're on the third floor of and it's an old, like, warehouse building converted into a hotel, and we're in a loft, and there's windows that go from the floor to the ceiling.
Well, so I'm glad you get to this, because this is where I was headed next with these questions. So talk to me a little about process, because, you know, it is not warm outside right now in Pennsylvania.
Right now it is 7 degrees right now. We just did the temperature. The outside temperature is between 7 and 10, somewhere in there. Last time they did a temperature check on the pool, it was 29. So the water temperature is 20 degrees warmer than the outside air.
Well, so that actually is probably a good thing.
It is.
You know, I've watched you guys have been posting some videos along the way. The way that worked was really great. You know, you kind of encourage people to make some extra donations, and then in exchange for those donations of at least $25, you've been dedicating the videos to them.
Correct.
And so that was a good donation motivator. But you know, I saw you doing these, and you know, this isn't, you're not in wetsuits, you're not, you know, doing anything unusual to protect yourselves from the cold. This is, you know, two guys going out in a regular bathing suit. Thank you, Carl, for not using the bathing suit that you posted early this morning.
Hey, we got 12 more plunges to do. It may come out yet.
Just please, no video.
Well, then it didn't happen.
Well, that's true. That's exactly what I'm saying.
It can happen.
Right. So we've seen the videos, right? You're in a bathing suit, you hop into that water, but what we're not seeing is the before and after. So talk to us a little bit about what you're doing, sort of leading up to each plunge, you know, before and after. How are you keeping yourself occupied? Because, you know, not only is this a cold endurance challenge, but it's a sleep deprivation challenge.
Yeah, it definitely is. And it's to the point where there's guys that are hitting the wall. There's a lot of teams that are doing their plunges. You know, they're trying to do one every hour, but they're doing one at 11:59 and another one at 12:01. And then they're getting almost a 2 hour break.
Okay.
So, you know, they're getting that full, you know, a little bit of rest time. They're going to sleep. A lot of the team, probably more than half the teams though, are trying to do it every hour. And that was one thing Carl and I talked about, that we weren't going to do the every 2 hours and do two. We were going to just continue on the fight with one each hour, because we felt that doing two is going to be so much more detrimental to your body, that if you do two and then you go take a nap, are you going to get up? Like, are you going to want to get up and do it again?
Sure.
And put your wet stuff back on. The hotel staff here at the Estonian is awesome. They've been, you know, right before we plunge, they're coming out with warm towels, like right out of the dryer, towels for in the pool area, because the pool that we're diving in is actually right outside the area of their indoor pool. So we go out of there, we do the plunge, we try to spend as little time outside as possible, which it's getting easier now because there's not as many people doing it. Like,
right. There's not a line of people.
There's not a line of people. When we started this morning, there was a line of 45 people. So you had to wait your turn, and the wind's blowing, and it was snowing at one point. I don't know if you saw the videos, but around 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we got a snowstorm, not a snowstorm, but a squall that came through. The snow was blowing sideways down the alley that we're in. And it's like, oh, this is going to be bad if it stays like this all night.
Right. So, nothing like being in a wind tunnel.
And that's what it is. We're in the middle of a city, and we're in like a side alley, and the wind hits it, and it sits. It just goes back and forth down the alley. So we're fighting that battle. Finally, I think both of us have changed out of our original bathing suits at this point. The hotel staff, like I said, is taking them. If we want them, they'll dry them so that when you put it back on, it's not still soaking wet and freezing cold, because I made that mistake once already. And it was worse putting the wet bathing suit on than it was going in the pool.
Oh, yeah, I bet. That.
Yeah.
Well, because again, the water in the pool is warmer than the air. And so, you know, your suit is actually getting colder when you get out of the water.
Yeah. And it was freezing when we got out. So it's definitely, the hotel staff is definitely hanging in there. The Special Olympics staff as well. Give a shout out to Denise and Eric. They're our hosts this year. They are hooking us up. We had subs for lunch. We had pasta for dinner. A little while ago, like around 11 o'clock, one bar around the corner showed up with all kinds of appetizers, pierogies, pizza, quesadillas, french fries, poppers, stuff like that. So I mean, they're keeping us well fed and energized to keep going. So we're going to keep fighting the fight here and hopefully make it through till noon tomorrow.
All right, so you guys have been plugging away for 12 hours. We talked a little bit, or 13 hours now. We've talked a little bit about, you know, kind of how you handle after a plunge. But talk to us a little bit about, you know, what you're doing to keep warm and to warm yourselves back up, you know, after a plunge. We know that the staff is bringing you warm towels, and you're, you know, getting ready to you know, change out suits. So you've got a fresh suit that's not, you know, soaked with ice cold water. But what other things are you doing to try and keep warm?
A lot of it is when we first come back in, like the first preparation is to hit the pool inside if it's possible. Not to totally submerge ourselves, but one of the big things is the feet, standing on the cold ground, just waiting in line, or when you jump out, because the area around the pool now is totally frozen. So it's a sheet of ice everywhere because the ground is so cold. So to prep that, you know, you jump in the pool, at least up to your ankles, to get your feet back to a normal temperature off the concrete. But between plunges, like getting ready for the next one, there's really not much prep to do except to head back down. We've been coming up into the room. They provided some suites for us, a couple different teams in each suite. That's where they're keeping all the food. And pretty much the heat's cranked in all the rooms except for the one bedroom that I'm sitting in, and it was like 60 degrees in here. So when Carl came in, that's what he was messing with right here over top of me.
Right, right. Trying to get you warmed back up.
Trying to do that. But we're pretty much just hanging out. Like, we played some cards and, you know, Facebook and videos, getting that stuff updated. And, yeah, you know, wives are texting us. My wife was wondering how everything was going a little while ago. My daughter came.
Right.
Having people stop in. Zerf stopped in early today, probably around 2 or 3. And then we got a text message from him around 5, and he was back with his wife and Brianna.
Oh, nice.
So it was, they came, they were coming down for dinner, and they're like, oh, let's go to Easton, we'll watch Jay and Carl plunge. So they came down, and then I got yelled at by Tammy because I didn't, because Dave didn't have the link to post to it, or to make a donation.
Oh, right.
So then we saw him post, like, right after they left, I guess they got home, and he made a donation for us for the next hour. So we're, you know, it's nice to get some people coming in and out, making a lot of friends with the people that are here. Some of them have done this before. Some are newbies. Right. Carl knows a few from doing the plunge that he did last year. So it's, you know, I'm meeting a lot of new people as far as that goes, but just kind of hanging out and you know, talking and chatting and meeting where everybody's from and how many times they've been doing this, and basically just hanging out, trying to warm back up is the
sure.
big thing between the plunges. That's, you know, you don't want to go back in if you're freezing cold, but you also don't want to be 85 degrees when you jump in because it's too much of a shock then. You know, you don't want to be roasting out of the other pool.
Okay, so this is interesting to me, and I think that you have an interesting perspective because, if I remember correctly, you also have a background as a volunteer firefighter and some EMS training, right?
Correct.
Okay, so what have you? What from that training have you brought to this experience that has helped you kind of manage this and work through the physical challenge of a polar plunge?
I think the big thing that I've used was the not letting my body go from one extreme to another. Like, before I'll jump in the water, I'll go back outside and stand for 2 or 3 minutes while everybody else is plunging, so my body temperature is already dropping. You know, standing outside in my shorts and my t-shirt waiting for the next plunge, I'm already getting back down a little bit. One time I went into the pool after we were done. I'd rather just sit on the edge or put my feet in and let it start building back up. So I don't know, to be honest, I don't know that my body's ever reached like 98.6 since we started.
Okay.
But I've not let it go from 98.6 to 20 and then back up. You know,
right,
I've never,
right.
You can't let that happen because that's the hardest part. That's what's going to send the muscles and everything into shock. It is getting a little tough, you know, walking around after so many hours because, shut up, you were crying 2 hours in. He called me a sissy, so.
Yeah,
it was, you know, it's that whole thing of, you know, ankles are starting to tighten up, backs, shoulders, things like that.
So right, right.
Trying to keep that stuff loose. Carl was just on the exercise bike. I don't know that I ever would have seen that, but I don't believe it because all he took was a picture of the screen, which anybody can do. Nobody actually saw him pedal the bike. So we're not sure if he really did it or not.
He at least stood near it.
Yeah, the screen. Everybody can take that. But do you want to talk to Carl? He's standing here.
Carl?
Here.
Talk for a minute. What's up to the experience
point?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Carl?
Hey, what's up?
Well, you know, I'm just checking in with you and Jay. I think we're going to run this interview as a dad show because, you know, I got to be honest with you here. I think that you and Jay have really kind of, you know, set yourselves up here as a little bit of a role model for the rest of us here. You pick the cause that you care about, and, you know, you're really not just putting your money where your mouth is, but you're putting your money where your mouth is and your body where your mouth is, too. you know, enduring a real physical challenge here, and you know, think that ought to be celebrated. So you've been doing this for a number of years. When did you start doing these polar plunges?
This is actually my 5th polar plunge.
Okay.
For the regular plunges, this will be my 5th year. And
okay.
For these super plunges, this is my 3rd year.
And What got you started doing these?
A big billboard on the side of 95.
All right. So you saw somebody.
I was driving home from work one day, and one of those electric billboards flashed over saying Polar Plunge in the Chamonix State Park. And I said, you know what? I think I'll do that for Special Olympics. And it all materialized from there.
Okay. Yeah. So it was the physical challenge that you, you know, somebody dared you. You've talked about that before. Somebody dared you to do something crazy, and you couldn't pass it up.
Pretty much.
All right. So talk about the difference between, you know, doing these super plunges the last 3 years and the initial experience with the polar plunge. How is it different?
A regular polar plunge, you're standing outside, you're cold, you plunge, you get dried off, change your clothes, you're warm, you're done. With the super plunge, it's pretty much fatigue and endurance, because it does beat you up physically. You know, you're sleep deprived, you're not sleeping, so, and it's very mental. You know, it's pretty much, you know, you're going out there and saying, oh, I got to do this again.
Right.
And, you know, we just hit our midnight hour. And in 1 and 2 hours, you know, if you're reading on my Facebook page or Jay's Facebook page, you will see us whining. Because in the wee hours of the morning, it's like, oh, man. So it's very mental and just it beats you up a little bit. So
Sure.
But, you know, 24 times is a little, you know, there is no time to recuperate. So.
Sure. And then you're going to do a 25th into the, you know, the running water.
Delaware River, which is currently frozen over. If they can break up the ice tomorrow, we'll be doing the 25th.
Okay. Now, talk to me for just a little, you know, a minute here about some of the preparations that the organizers do that help, you know, make it a safe experience. Because I'll be honest, you know, when some of the dads were talking about this while we were at DDC last week, you know, some people were concerned. I mean, you know, Carl, you're our friend, and we know you've had a bit of a rough year, and I know that you wouldn't put yourself in physical danger. So talk to us about.
Don't put
how they make sure that it's safe. Huh?
I said, don't put that out live. My wife doesn't know that. But it's pretty much, I mean, as far as, like, there's a paramedic here, you know, for all the plunges. They do have a paramedic on staff, you know, and
we were playing poker with them before.
It's pretty much all on, your body. You know your body. You know,
sure,
feeling
sure.
Funny or something like that. You know, they're like, hey, you know, see the paramedic, stop, see the paramedic, check it out, get it checked out, whatever.
Right.
When you do go into the river, they have 4 souls are standing out in that river until from the time the first person goes in until the last person. They have divers surrounding the area. It's roped off. They have rescue boats out there. So, you know, they're pretty much, you know, 30 people go in a wave and they count you as you come back. If 30 people don't come back out, they shut it down and they go looking for you.
Sure.
So, but yeah, we hope that don't happen.
No, that's not bad.
I mean, pretty much, you know, safety is all, it's just, you know your body, you know your limits.
Sure.
You know, if you're feeling funny, you get it checked out. So.
All right. Well, so far you are 13 plunges in. Jay mentioned they're getting harder. Is there a point, you've been through this before, Jay hasn't. Is there a point where you kind of, you know, bust through the wall and it gets easier again? Or is it just a grind?
When the sun comes up, you get a second wind. It's like, you know, you struggle through these wee hours in the morning. And pretty much when that sun does break through, you're like daylight. And just that daylight gives you that second, you know, gives you the second wind and you do pick everything up. It's like I said, it's all psychological. When it's dark out, it's harder to do.
Yeah, because at this point, this time of year, it's not that much warmer once the sun finally comes up.
It's not, well, yeah, it is. It's about 20 degrees warmer. You know, it goes from 8 degrees up to 28.
Okay, so it won't make a big difference.
Yeah, from 8 degrees up to 28.
Okay.
So,
well, that's good.
But although we won't see that high, you know, we'll be out of here before the high temperature get there, so.
Yeah, those highs are usually, what, late afternoon, so.
Late afternoon, so we benefited from that already.
Yeah.
So we've already seen the highest temperatures we'll see.
All right, so any you know, things that you have planned or have, you know, ready to go to help get you through the you know, kind of next, what, probably four or five, you know, rough ones that are coming up?
Nope. There's pretty much jump on the exercise bike, maybe keep the legs pumping, keep the blood pumping, try to stay warm. Other than that, it's suck it up and get it done.
All right, so we've reached the fighting through it hour. Yeah.
Now
you're really just trying to push through. You think you're going to be better off, you know, staying awake the whole time and not letting your body completely shut down when it goes to sleep.
Like I said, at the most, by the time you're done the plunge and you get dried off and you try to, you know, get back, you only have a half hour. So by the time you really fall asleep, if you could, the most you're going to get is a little 10-minute power nap.
Right, right.
So, you know, it's not that worth it.
Well, you know, I'm glancing at. I was just glancing at my, my clock here, and I noticed that I probably had you guys on the phone for close to half an hour, and so you're probably getting ready for your next, your next plunge here soon. Is there anything that you'd like to you know, tell the dads who are listening at home before I let you go?
I'd just like to, thank all the dads for the donations. Special Olympics, they appreciate it. And really, without you guys, all the donators, this thing wouldn't happen.
We're doing
the easy part by, just jumping in cold water. It's really all the donators that make these events happen. So I would actually, just like to say thanks to everyone that donates to the cause.
Well, we're proud to be associated with you and Jay and the hard work that you're putting in to motivate people to make these donations. You really do set an example for all of us. We missed you last week. We're looking forward to seeing you back at a DDC next year. And just want to wish you good luck. You're going to make it through this. I'll be watching for videos and cheering for you all the way.
Yep. Actually, now's when the videos and the photos start coming out, because we need something to keep us occupied for the wee hours. So even though everyone else is sleeping, we're posting away.
All right. Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. Well, thanks for taking time to talk to me. Stay warm.
You got it. Take care.
You too.
After I spoke with Carl, Jay got back on the phone to add a few points.
Here, I'm standing outside the door where Carl's getting changed. He's going to put his wet bathing suit back on. Just listen.
Forgot to say, this is the hard part.
Yeah. Honestly, that's the hardest part, is getting yourself psyched back up to do it again.
Let me ask you this. Well, we got you back on the phone. They're bringing you warm towels and stuff. So how come you aren't, throwing these wet swimsuits in the dryer between plunges?
Because this is the first time I took it off. I was afraid to take it off because I didn't want to, because it would dry. Like it wasn't bad until 10, 11, 12. That's when it got bad.
First plunge I've ever taken my suit off.
Yeah, Carl just said this is the first time he's ever changed his suit in between. And I thought I had a second one in my bag, and I don't. His third one is a little less material than the first two, so That's what he's saying.
I see. So we're going to be getting to the special videos soon.
Yeah, there'll be the we'll have the NSFW, not safe for work, videos on them.
Yeah.
So we'll make sure we tag them. But yeah, and it was the whole point. Like, it wasn't bad, but now it's starting to really take its toll on me, at least. But that's why I figured, all right, I'll talk to you for 40 minutes. I got a fresh, warm bathing suit. I had a long sleeve t-shirt on. They took that and threw that in the dryer too. And I'm like, all right, I'm ready now.
All right.
I put talk to you. I put my socks and my hoodie and my wind pants on. And
I wish I'm pretty
bed under the comforter.
I've been talking to you guys now for, you know, close to half an hour, and I'm not hearing any chattering teeth, so I'm already impressed.
Yeah, it was a little rough, but I think we're good now. I think I'll try to find my bathing suit.
All right. Good luck.
All right. All right. Thanks, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Take it easy.
From that starting point of $2,500 that Jay and Carl raised in order to be eligible for the Super Plunge, they continued to fundraise and have now raised over $3,600 for Special Olympics. In the show notes, I'm going to include the link because they're still happy to accept your donations. So I encourage you to continue to support Jay and Carl and their Polar Plunge.
Little spark of inspiration is at the heart of all creation, right at the start of everything that's new. One little spark lights up for you. Oh, hello there. So glad you could come along. I am the Dream Finder. Musical notes, what delightful melodies those will make. I love these flights of fancy, searching the countryside for sounds, colors, ideas, anything that sparks the imagination. A sunbeam, that's a good one. Everything that I can collect can inspire amazing and marvelous new ideas. And you never know what kind of figment you may come up with. Here's my favorite. Two tiny wings. Eyes big and yellow, horns of a steer, but a lovable fella. From head to tail, he's royal purple pigment. And there, voila, you've got a figment of imagination.